Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory, oh what joy they bring to me,
how I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory,
what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me. With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good evening and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we go into your word this evening, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to come forward, to open up our hearts and minds, Father, to be receptive, so that we, Father, can grow in knowledge and wisdom, to be more able to help those, Father, out there that are walking in weakness and darkness. Now, Father, be with us throughout this study. And I'm asking this in Jesus' name. But Father, also, if we have done anything this day that is displeasing unto you, forgive us and let us know, Father, what it is, so that we don't do it again. Because, Father, we didn't do it purposely. All right. In Jesus' name, once again, amen. All right, now, for those that are going to be taking communion with us, get your bread. And we know that as they sat at the table, the Lord Jesus, that same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." So take your bread. Now, get your cup. And after the same manner also, he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." drink your cup. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he comes. And now, bless us, Father, in our lives. All right. Now, this evening, we're going to be finishing up with 1 Thessalonians, with the last chapter of it, and we'll be going in to 2 Thessalonians. Now this 1 Thessalonians, last 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, 28 verses. So I'm not sure whether we'll get into 2 Thessalonians this evening or not. But there is a good chance we will. Now, it'll be whatever God wants of us. As we look here at verse 1, it's better the times and the seasons, brother. You have no need that I write unto you. These times denote periods of time as opposed to seasons, which are specific points of time. And 2, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. The day of the Lord is an all-encompassing term to describe the period that begins with the great tribulation and includes the second coming of Christ and the millennial kingdom. The Old Testament expression is here identified with the already introduction, and it will begin unexpectedly. Now 3, for when they shall say peace and safety, then suddenly destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. Peace and safety were slogans of the Roman Empire. And Paul is letting us know here in chapter 3 that when it comes, this destruction that will be coming quickly and really at a time when it is not really looked for. Now, it will catch most by surprise. 4, but ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. You see, if you are a born-again child of God, we don't know the day and the month, the year, or when it's going to happen. But we are to be ready so that when it does happen, we're not as surprised as those that are walking in darkness, because it is something we are looking forward to come about, to happen. And we are to be ready to meet him when he comes for the church, as we call the rapture. Scripture calls it catching away. but it comes from the word of rapture. And that's where we get the word rapture from. All right, now, five. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. He's speaking here to those that are the children of God, and he's calling them the children of light and the children of the day, because we're not of the night and of darkness. We're not to be walking in the darkness or with it at all. Six. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Now, we're not to be caught sleeping or being away from God, taking more part in this world. We are to be each and every day looking toward the day he will be coming for his church, studying his word, communicating with him, meditating, spending our days as much as possible with him. Because you see, he is to be first in our lives. And that's what it's going to take for us to be ready when he comes for us and for the church. Now, seven, for they that sleep in the night, and they that he said be drunken are drunken in the night. You see, they walk in darkness because they are of this world. They are not of the kingdom of God. They have no part of it. Now, eight. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. You see, being told there what we need on at all times. Nine, for God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. But ye, in contrast to the wicked, this is what we get from those scriptures we just came through, through nine here. Verse nine there. But ye, in contrast to the wicked, for whom Christ coming will be an hour of destruction. These believers are children of light who will not face God's wrath. Paul is letting you and I know that we're not going to be facing his wrath or his anger, but we'll be saved. Time of his coming. And we're not appointed us to wrath. Wrath is the agony and tribulation occurring at the beginning of the day of the Lord. And the believer is spared this. Think about that. The believer is spared this. He tells us. 10. Who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. You see, nowhere in this word are we finding where we can put anything else between us and him. We cannot do that. We can't put family. We can't put our children, our spouse, our mothers, our dads, our work, or nothing else between us and the Lord. He has to be number one in our lives. All right, now, 11. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. We are to stand together. We are to assemble together in his word and come together so that we can help. That's the way we edify one another, is by sitting down and using the word of God to help each other. 12. We beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you. Now, he's speaking here about are over you, and that indicates a governing leadership and refers to spiritual leaders such as elders and pastors. The people are to respect and regard them highly for their labor of love. And let me tell you something. You got a pastor that don't want to help you, and you know that he really is not walking with any love towards you, it's time to find you another. If you're a child of God. Because you see, he is to be there to help. And he is there to help because he does love you and wants to see you make heaven your home. Just as well as he wants to make heaven his home. Now, in fact, he's even supposed to hold you higher than himself. 13. And to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Well, we are to love them, to keep each other in prayer, always. As he told us here, to esteem them very highly in love. We are also to be at peace among ourselves. And the only way that can happen and come about is with you being a child of the living God and walking in obedience unto him and his word. 14. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. You see, we are to have patience, not to make snap judgments, but to be patient and get to know one another and those that we come in contact with without making any judgment or decision about them until the Spirit lets us know how they are with the Lord. Now, well, don't we know? Sometimes, yes. But we still don't know what God has in mind or store for them and when that will happen. That's why we depend on the Holy Spirit of Almighty God, and we still walk loving all of mankind, those in darkness as well as those that are in the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, 15. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. We're not to hold grudges and want, because somebody has done something evil against us, want to get even with them and sit and try to figure how we can actually get back at them and even do worse to them than they've done to us. That's not being a child of the living God. Because you see, the Lord loved us when we were still in our sins. When he didn't turn his back on us. And when we went to him and repented of our sin, he was just and forgave us. And then he was willing to come in and live with us as well as accept us in himself. These are things that most of mankind today in our land has forgotten all about, and Lot never even really knew. That's why we need to be reaching out all we can. And that's why we're having these studies of the Word here in this ministry twice a day. Every day. Because we're told to study his word every day. Anyway, this is what we're doing. Now, 16. rejoice evermore. 17. Pray without ceasing. This word that is using here for wording, without ceasing, is used in secular literature to denote a man suffering from an intermittent cough, one that is not continuous but occurs at intervals, just as this individual has the tendency to cough, though does not always do so audibly, so the believer ought to remain in the attitude of prayer, though not always praying audibly. But we do need to pray. Most of our prayers audibly. He says, speak these things and speak to these things. And he tells us, he says, you have not because you ask not, or you ask amiss for the wrong reason, depending on what you are asking for. 18. In everything, give thanks. In every event or circumstance, the Christian is to give thanks to God for the good he can bring out of the event, even should the event be unpleasant. The constant attitude of prayer mentioned in verse 17 will help the believer to maintain gratitude in the face of adversity. 19. Short verse, four words. Quench not the spirit. So what can you get out of that? By knowing a lot of the Word of God, you can pick up quite a bit out of that. Because you know that it means putting out fire. And here it is employed metaphorically to mean stifle or suppress. The Christian can stifle the Holy Spirit's working by hindering him from leading the believer to rejoice, to pray, to give thanks in adversity, and by despising prophetic utterance, spiritual, inspired by the Holy Spirit. You see, when things are inspired by the Holy Spirit, we don't push them aside. We reverence them, the instructions. But those things that are against the Spirit and the things that it is inspired by it, is something we hold on to. We don't stand against the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. But those things that is against the Holy Spirit, we push away from us. We want nothing to do with it at all. Now 20. Fast not prophesying. In other words, don't despise talking about this gospel to others, because that is why we are here, and that is another reason that you are a child of God, is to share this gospel with others, to bring them to the knowledge that they need something more than themselves. They need the Lord Jesus Christ and the truth of His Word. Now, 21. Through all things, hold fast that which is good. Yes, we want to hold on to everything that God gives to us, because whatever God gives you is good and good for you. So hold on to it. 22. Abstain from all appearances of evil. Now, when you see those few words, you think, well, there ain't a whole lot there. Let me tell you something. There's quite a bit there. Because we are not to even be walking in any way where there is even an appearance of evil with us. Think about that. We are always to walk so that when those that are in darkness see us, they see the light of the Lord Jesus Christ in us. And as they watch us, they begin to want what we have. And hopefully and prayerfully, they finally understand they need something more than what they've got, and they'll want what we have, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, and they'll go to Him and repent and receive their forgiveness and their life be changed, and they start on their way of making heaven their home. Now, 23. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this verse does not form a definition of the constituting part of man, but is a Hebraism to denote the whole man. Now, you see, that's what the whole man is supposed to be. 24. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. 25. Brethren, pray for us. We are to be praying for all of mankind every day. And more than just one time a day. The Spirit will lead us when we need to pray, and let Him lead us also in what we are to pray about. 25, brother, pray for us. 26, greet all the brother with a holy kiss. That's 26. Because you see, this holy kiss was a Jewish custom of wealth. It was also used by the early Christians. But you do that today in the church, and you're going to be talked about in a lot of ways. It's not nice. But we do hug each other to show our love for one another. And the last verse, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. And now we have come to the end of 1 Thessalonians. God willing, in the morning, we will be starting with 2 Thessalonians. Probably will go through two chapters there, because one chapter is 12 verses and the other one is 17. So we'll probably get through chapters 1 and 2. But I pray that all that's been with me this evening has gained something from our study this evening, and we'll be able to walk a little stronger and walk in a little more love. But that he also be a little closer to the Lord Jesus Christ and Almighty God. All right. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, fathers have told your word. I thank you for this word. I thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and for the Holy Spirit. And Father, I pray for Israel and this land of ours. I pray, Father, that these two nations will have peace, and that the mankind of these two nations will all accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and as their Messiah. And Father, the evil that has been brought upon the land has come from a lot that are sitting in high places in our government that is filled with evil and brought a lot of evil upon this land and its people. And I pray, Father, that they be removed from office and replaced with those that belong to you, that love you and love the Lord Jesus Christ. Love your church, your children, and this land. And that, Father, they'll work with us to put our government back upon the foundation in which it was founded, and that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I pray for those that are part of this ministry and those that listen to us. Father, Kenny Powers, Dennis Lee, Amy, Tom, Jacob, Bobby, Millie, my wife, Daryl and Debbie. Courtney and Shane, Chris and Sam and that little family, Alex Stone, Father, James Taylor, myself, keep us all through the major this evening and through the night. Keep us in health. Keep us safe. And bring us together from morning and back into your word at 10 a.m. Eastern time. Father, this I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, everyone. Have a good evening. Walk with God, he'll walk with you. Good evening, y'all.